Dave Moore on Today FM.
Now, I love this guy. He is one of Ireland's top comedians. He's a writer. He's sound. He's talented. He's a podcaster. He's taken the Irish comedy scene by storm over the last number of years. I'm lucky to have him join me this morning. Not even in Ireland. We'll find out all about that shortly. Shane Daniel Byrne, good morning.
Good morning, David. Thank you for having me on your radio show.
Do you want to have a guess? Because you have three names. I only have two names. Dave Moore, do you want to have a guess at what my middle name is?
Are you looking for more names?
Dave Moore. Anything there? Wants more. No, it's not that. It's not a normal name, I will say that.
Oh, because I was thinking if your parents made you a David, then they might have gone double plain and gone David John.
No.
But it's not going to be a John.
But do you know what? I chose John for my confirmation name because my middle name was a bit more exotic.
I chose John for my confirmation name because I just wanted to be a good boy and I thought that was a good name to pick.
St. John was a great lad, wasn't he?
I don't know. There's Johns in the... there's Johns in my... There's Johns in everyone's family.
There is,
I don't know
fairness,
why.
Okay,
I feel a sense of shame. Okay, so it's an exciting name, is that
an
it?
An exciting, it? Exotic, later in the alphabet name.
I don't know. Zachary?
Oh my God, are you joking or do you know that? It actually is Zachary. Shane Daniel Byrne.
You know, I'm a professional.
Professional name guesser. David Zachary Moore, that is me. You have rumbled me. Congratulations. Tell me about Trouble Denim. What a brilliant name for a comedy tour.
Well, it's a good name for a comedy tour, but it has nothing to do with the show whatsoever.
As all good names for comedy tours do.
Yeah, because you have to pick your name for your show in like 9 months before you even do the first preview of the show. So I just like, I like Double Denim and I like to think I'm a bit of trouble. So I put them together. Yes, I'm coming back from, I'm on pause for the tour at the moment. I've been all over the place.
Yeah.
I did a bigger tour this year and I'm coming back. And where am I going? Guidor, Donegal. That's the main one I'm excited about. I know. So if anyone's listening in Guidor, because I think I know zero people in the county of Donegal.
Right.
So if anyone's listening or like, you know, sometimes you can rely on a few family and friends to bulk up the numbers.
I know what you mean.
I'm hanging on here for Donegal, so that's the one I mean. Yeah, Donegal, Drake in Blanchardstown, Vicar Street at the end of the end of May as well.
Oh,
Castlebar as well. Castlebar. I really had a good time in Castlebar last year. I was worried because I don't know if I have an audience there, but actually we had a really good time last year.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I've done comedy for quite a while, and this is my second tour that I've done, like, you know, 150 shows by myself.
Oh my God.
And you start to love when it goes, if at the start they're not that into you, and then you have to win them around, you start to love that. You're like, yeah, give me that. You're like, I'm working here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm power. It's probably bad for your self-esteem, but there's something nice about it. You're like, well, yes, no, a victory.
I would imagine, yeah, your self-esteem lifts if you do turn a crowd like that. And they did start off with their arms folded and staring around the place. And at the end, they're falling out of the place laughing. I would say you'd feel your confidence be through the roof.
If you are someone who sits with their arms folded and I'm not a big laugher. If I go to someone else's show, I wouldn't be a big laugher. That's fine, but don't sit in the front, please, for the love of God.
Yeah, don't sit somewhere
far away. People love doing that.
It's always a big lad as well. A big farmer of a lad with huge hands sits there with his arms folded going, right, go on there, funny man.
Let's see what this gay fella from Dublin has to offer me. I don't mind the gays, but I don't know if they're funny.
At the end of it. Come here, Hot Young Guys ended up on the Tommy Tiernan Show.
Oh, yes. Our podcast, The Young Hot Guys, we were on the Tommy Tiernan Show, which you think is going to be fine, right? You think, oh, we can't prepare for this. Tommy Tiernan asks you all the questions. But then you realize when you're sitting there, if I don't bring up stuff, he'll only talk about whatever he wants.
Yes.
You think he'll manage the conversation. He doesn't. You have to also manage the conversation. You talk, and on TV, they see 15 minutes or 12 minutes maybe of you chatting, but you sit there with Tommy Tiernan for like an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Talking. And he's so intense. Like, it's exactly like you see on TV. He's a weirdo. And you just sit there with this. And he's kind of like your father, a priest, and a therapist all at the same time. And you're in trouble. That's what it feels like.
Ah, oh, that's brilliant.
But it is very fun. Like, it's so well organized. Like, they have you in, you don't even see anybody else. They walk you in or whatever, and then you sit down, and you don't even see another person. It's not like if you do other TV shows, there's like an audience,
yes,
or there's like, yeah, floor managers walking around, or cameramen, or people with headsets. There's none of that. It's just you and him. And you sit so close. It doesn't look like this on TV. If I cross my legs, we would have like touched toes.
Oh, wow.
Which would be uncomfortable, I would feel.
I think you're probably right. It would a little bit. But Young Hot Guys, still going strong. Available wherever you get your podcasts. And they're almost always naked on the pictures for them. So, you know, yourself, just go and get it. It's brilliant.
Give the people what they want.
Give us what they want is right. Shane, these secret vows. This is sounds like an interesting project that you're involved in. Tell us about it.
Do you know, this is so exciting because it's the first time in my career that I'm like, oh, I can't say a thing.
Oh, no.
I have to remain tight-lipped. No, I can tell you some things.
Okay.
So, yeah, it is a new TV show that's coming out. It'll be coming out in RTÉ in 2026, and it's called These Sacred Vows. I'm a comedian, right? So my job is being funny all the time. But this one is it's a comedy. It's a drama. Dramedy.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm an actor in it now. And sometimes I have to do like serious things and everything, which is way out of my comfort zone. I'm like, can we just have the crack? What if he's just having the crack here? And they're like, no, this is a serious moment. Please be serious.
But do you know what it is? Do you enjoy that change though? Is it a nice new challenge?
I actually really am enjoying the new challenge. And it's like a big cast. Like, there's big names in it. Tom Vaughan Lawler is the lead in it. So people know from Nidge, from Love, Hate. Very different. I can't wait for people to see Tom's performance, actually. He's a priest in this.
Oh, brilliant.
Very different. Did you hear the way I just said Tom there?
Yeah.
Tom. TVL, I call him.
TVL.
Tommy. But it's very different. But, we're recording it, shooting it now at the moment in Tenerife. So that is like, I feel very spoiled. I'm sitting at you now looking out at palm trees and
that
some of these guys.
Brilliant.
I'm not even joking. There's literally palm trees inside my window. But it's an Irish wedding abroad and things go wrong.
Oh, good.
But very funny, a bit sexy as well, actually. It's a bit saucy. And I wear very skimpy swimming costumes. And this is what I've learned, right? I don't, all the secrets of TV, if you wear a secret swimming, a tiny swimming costume, tiny shorts, they put this thing underneath your shorts. You don't wear like underwear, you wear this thing. It's a dance belt.
Right.
And it's basically a G-string, a very big G-string.
Okay.
And you wear that to preserve your modesty. And I don't know how the women of the world have been doing this. Like, you're trying to do your acting and you're trying to do your lines, but all my thought process, every second thought is, okay, well, there's a string up my bum.
There's no way around it.
Right now, constant. And you have to get very comfortable because all these people, lots of people who work in costume, people who work continuity, every time there's a cut, they come over and they touch you, makeup people touch your face. The microphone man is going in, like, basically into your swimming shorts, and you just have to give up on modesty.
Oh,
it doesn't
exist
anymore.
I thought you were going to say the makeup person would come over and put makeup on your bum cheeks, which I suppose is possibly a thing.
No, I'm sure there's times when that is necessary. but no, I'm very blessed there. I have a lovely sallow bum. I'm very
perfect.
Lucky.
Perfect.
But you have to just give up because they just pull at you and they, like, every, the microphone, man, you wear a secret mic, hidden microphone, and the little pack for that goes in your shorts. And he's changing the batteries and he's basically just like, you're kind of mooning him.
Yes.
And he's fine with it. Like, they're all fine with it. So you have to just go along with it.
So good. Okay, let's play a game before you go, right? And the game is, your name is Shane Daniel Byrne. So you've got three names. I'm going to play a three name game. So,
okay, cool.
It's like word association. I'll say something with three names. You'd say something with three names. It could be a thing. It could be a person. It could be a celebrity. It could be a food, whatever. They just have to be recognizable as a three named thing. And we'll keep going until one of us can't think of one, okay?
I'm already panicking. Okay, cool.
Okay. Shane Daniel Byrne.
Manic Street Preachers.
Ooh, good. A chicken fillet roll.
Holy God in heaven.
That's definitely four words, but I'll give it to you. Millie Bobby Brown.
Oh, smash hit single.
Very good. Lewis Redline.
Self catering accommodation.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Snow drop white.
I don't know if I can give you that, but I like it. Smith's Toy Superstores.
Okay, you have a list ready. This is not fair. National Art Gallery.
That's very good. I do have a list. Balliol Clia.
Greystone Station.
Greystone's definitely one word. I can't give you that one. I have to defeat you. Shane Daniel Byrne, you're a legend. Thank you so much for coming on. Best of luck with the tour. You can go and catch Troubled Denim all around the country, but Gweedore is going to be one hell of a show. And then keep your eyes open for Three Sacred Vows. Thank you so much, Shane.
Thank you so much, Lon.
Adios. Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.